Today's guest is Sheila Rostas. She wants to help you reach across continents.
Welcome to Loco 30 and 30, a series highlighting women business owners from around the globe. Each day for the month of January, I sit down with a different woman to talk about the mission of her business and who she hopes to serve. Sheila, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you joining me as a special guest for this series. Thanks so much for showing up.
Hello, thank you for having me.
If you could introduce yourself and tell me who you are.
Yes, I am a lawyer, legal translator, and company owner. I'm passionate about languages, international friendships, and human connections are very important for me. I was born and grew up in Hungary. And from an early age, I always had a passion for learning foreign languages and the enthusiasm to get to know other cultures. I graduated in law, but I found myself struggling both financially and emotionally in a very negative working environment. And I always dreamed of working abroad. People did not understand me, judged me, having comments like, even if you have a law degree, you can be only a maid or a cleaning lady abroad. But then I spent a year applying for positions because I really wanted to live abroad. And I was sure that I will have enough courage to find the right way. And then in 2010, I found an amazing opportunity in Naples, Italy, within the framework of the European Voluntary Service financed by the European Commission. It was the perfect place to improve languages in a multicultural working atmosphere. I worked as a volunteer for a year. And over the course of the year, I was involved in office work, organizing intercultural programs, international youth exchange projects. I also taught English. I taught English to Italian youngsters, immigrants in a youth center. And for me, this experience was life-changing. It was the first time to work in a multicultural environment surrounded by international friends I'm still in touch with. The following year, I moved to Brussels, Belgium, where I began working in the European Parliament. It was also a great experience, but from the professional point of view. And I like Brussels as the capital of the European Union. 1 year later, I gained a Leonardo internship financed by the European Commission, and I started to work in an international law firm in Brussels, where I specialized in business immigration law. It was the first time to feel comfortable and happy to work in a law firm. And after the internship, I stayed at the law firm and I still work with them while running my own business. I have a great opportunity to meet international clients, business people from all over the world who come to Europe to create a company. And in the last 10 years, I understood that I would like to keep working with foreigners in an international working environment, to speak languages, to learn more languages, and that is my passion. Never ever let anyone discourage you. Never. Always focus on your goals and don't let others distract you.
Amazing. You have a great story, Sheila. So you're an attorney and
yes.
You practice business immigration.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me about your business.
At the law firm, the clients, the foreign investors, always needed translations. And the idea came suddenly that if others can do it, I can also do it. I felt inspired to use my knowledge and practical experience to start my own business. In 2015, I established my own company, Across Continents Translations, a Brussels-based translation company. Across Continents offers professional translation services. We work from any language to any language, and we work with a worldwide network of more than 3,000 highly qualified, tested, and experienced native-speaking translators, interpreters, and proofreaders. They handle all types of projects, such as legal, financial, business, technical, marketing, medical, certified translations, book translations, consecutive, simultaneous interpreting, even remote interpreting and proofreading. So we match the right linguist with the right project. And I think it is a great challenge to build up a translation empire from zero, from the ground up, only with your passion, can-do attitude, enthusiasm, hard work, and your determination. First of all, I created a worldwide network, a worldwide database of translators, interpreters, and proofreaders Then I tested their skills with other native speaking translators. I built up trust to have clients and to make people get to know my company. My aim is to become a one-stop language service provider, especially for corporate clients. If the client needs a language service, they will find everything and they don't have to look for different services at different companies. And then last year, we started to offer also language courses in special regard to legal English for lawyers, as I'm also a lawyer, they can trust more, business English for business owners, legal French, business French, and also general language courses for a global audience. And in 2016, we opened an office in Florida in the US, and this year in London, but the head office is still in Brussels, Belgium.
You're such an ambitious woman. I love it. I absolutely really appreciate your tenacity. I love this. What's the actual mission, the core mission of Across Continents?
During my work as a lawyer, I was profoundly touched by the inequality I saw. The disadvantage is that children have to face in their early life due to language barriers. And my vision, my aim, my goal, also a dream, is to essentially make the world a better place for those ones who struggle to progress and move forward. And my work ensures to do it through the medium of language. I dream of bridging cultures through the use of language and intercultural education. I realize that those who are vulnerable and marginalized by their society, they need help. And I would like to use my business to act as a voice for the weak. By directly supporting and sponsoring families in Sri Lanka and Rwanda, I developed a true understanding of the difficulties faced by some. I wish to empower them so that they can also transform their lives and they can also create a safer environment for themselves and their children. I see my company as a springboard to actively make a difference and not to only make the world a better place, but also a kinder one. I encourage different cultures to move closer to each other, and I promote multiculturalism in a way that the world desperately needs to see.
You're doing great work, Chila.
Thank you. I think you too.
Who would you say your company is specifically meant to serve?
Well, most of our clients are law firms, European institutions, companies, but I would like to be the voice of the ones who do not have voice or don't have the possibility to make their voice heard. I love supporting needy children, especially girls, to have the same chance to create something big. It is a challenge to be a woman entrepreneur in a male-dominant business world. And I think women have the talent and potential to change their economic status and to develop their countries as well. Women's economic contribution, political participation is still undervalued and unrecognized. I really like inspiring other female entrepreneurs, other people to start their own business, to dream big, to believe in themselves. And I believe that they have to be sure that their inner power makes it possible to reach amazing goals. Sometimes it is difficult to find motivation to continue hustling, but there are a lot of people who inspire me, especially women who achieved a lot on their own. If you feel like quitting, remember why you started and only 1 year ago how much you desire to be at the place where you are today, and focus on where you can arrive in 1, 3, or 5 years.
Beautiful. And Chila, if I could ask you about your practice as an attorney.
Yes.
My podcast is normally centered around speaking with women who've migrated to countries as entrepreneurs. And so if I could just ask you a couple of questions about ways in which women might do so effortlessly when coming to Belgium. So if there's an entrepreneur out here that's interested in migrating to Belgium as a single, a solo entrepreneur, what are some good options for her?
I think it is very useful to have a second passport. As a commercial power in the world, the European Union is still very attractive to foreign investors, company owners from many countries. It's possible for anyone to obtain double citizenship, and that is what we do in the law firm.
Could we talk about which visas they might want to approach in Belgium?
Yes, I think the immigrant visa, so entrepreneur visa, but actually if you are a non-EU citizen in Belgium, you need a special permission. It's called professional card. So if you would like to open a company in Belgium as a non-EU citizen, you will need a professional card. And first you have to submit an application for the professional card. That is the very first step. And after a few months, the authority will give you the professional card. It depends on your profile. It depends on the type of business you run. What do you bring? What do you give to the Belgian society? And how can you contribute to the society? How can you create employment, for example? It's also important to create employment, to create jobs. And I think there is need. There's always need for foreign companies, new companies, investors. So the first step is the professional card, because all of the non-European citizens are obliged to get the professional card, to start everything, to start all the business activities. Once you have your professional card, you can apply for a visa, you can create your company. We establish the company, and then there is the green light for residency, and after 5 years, the citizenship.
Okay, so this would be a good option for is it a big corporation or a solopreneur?
Oh, both are okay. So even for big corporations, but also for solo entrepreneurs. If there is a female entrepreneur in the US or in other countries who want to come to Belgium to create a company, that is a good option.
Okay, perfect.
Because I'm also a solo entrepreneur, so I also started it myself. I created everything just all alone. The little difference is that I'm a European citizen, so maybe it's a little bit easier. But as a non-EU citizen, there are not so much difficulties. Just the professional card is the little difference.
Right. Okay. So
there is no barrier. So if you are a solo entrepreneur, full of courage and want to do something different, there is no barrier to come to Europe.
That's a positive spin. I love that. That's a very positive spin.
Yes.
Well, Sheila, we've come to the end now. So you'll have to let listeners know where they can find you, your website and your virtual homes.
Yes, my company's website is acrosscontinents.net. And now we are creating my own website because I try to build my brand, the brand actually on myself, as the girl who left Hungary, a small country in the Central Eastern Europe, and went to Western Europe to start a new life. So I would like to build my brand on my name, on myself. And that's why we are creating my own website also. It's chilaroshtash, like my name, .com. You can find me on LinkedIn if you type my name. You find me also on Facebook, also Across Continents Translations, and also my own page, my personal page. And I use Twitter, and we are on Instagram also with the company Across Continents. So actually I'm present on social media and you can find me. Don't hesitate to send me an email. If you would like to email me, you can email me at info@acrosscontinents.net.
Well, Sheila, I really appreciate you taking time today to share this valuable information and also inspirational. Your story is quite inspirational. So I really
thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm very happy to participate, and you are doing a great job. Congratulations on your job as well.
Thank you.
On your work. Thank you very much for the possibility to participate.
Okay, I hope you found this interview helpful. And if there's anything that you missed that you'd like details for, please check the show notes at loco.co with the corresponding show number. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast using your favorite podcast player to hear who, what, and where next. Thanks for listening. We'll see you around.